There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Welcome along to Help I Sexted My Boss. Helpful advice for the daily struggles of modern life. Well, most of the time. Just so you know, you may find the conversations in this podcast a little bit offensive. If that's you, go and listen to something boring.
Hey!
Well, should I just say hello normally?
Yeah.
I'm trying to be creative, mix it up a bit.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, aiming to answer your 21st century questions and find solutions to everyday dilemmas. Like, who is culpable if... Have I said that right?
Yeah.
Culpable. Oh, have I?
Yeah.
Like, who is culpable if you accidentally feed a vegetarian a sausage roll?
I've done that.
Have you?
Mm.
Or how do you kick your ex off your Netflix account? And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William
No,
Hanson?
We're not Jordan North.
William's like a character from Downton Abbey, but actually real.
Jordan is like a character from Downton Abbey.
You cheek. Downton?
Yes.
None taken. This is the podcast where we just try and help you out. We're your agony aunts, aren't we?
We are, yes.
Yeah. And you are the biggest agony aunt of them all.
And whereas you're just agony.
Shall we get started as always?
Yes,
by...
we've got our gin debonnets. We've actually pre-poured it before we started.
We have pre-poured our gin.
Because we couldn't wait to get started.
Gin and debonnets. We always start the podcast with a gin. I'm going to bring in one of my drinks.
You brought in a Green Hulk thing and I didn't...
I'm glad you remembered the Green Hulk.
How could you forget it?
Shall I do the toast today?
Yes, go on then,
Jordan. You always do the toast. Shall we do the toast to the claret?
Isn't that a nice red wine?
No, that's my football team, Burnley Football Club, and
right.
The great season that they have had.
Okay.
To the clarets.
The clarets.
I never thought you'd ever say that.
I've discovered it's just sometimes easier to go along with you.
I do like that. It really has grown
now,
on me.
Can I just say, I was aware a few weeks ago, we perhaps had a bit too much gin and debonnets, not enough sustenance.
Mm-hmm.
So I've decided I'd rectify that so we don't have a repeat.
Ooh.
So I've popped down to my local convenience store and bought us some very luxury at market Lebanese chocolates.
Wow.
If anyone's interested in the brand, because this isn't the BBC, so we can actually say brands, it's Patchy.
Right.
There's only one shop in London that you can get them at.
Really?
Local Knightsbridge convenience store. And once you go Lebanese, you don't go back.
Oh, wow.
Don't
oh.
have that middle one. Just have, have any of the others. I know you're on a diet, but let's stuff that.
And you're meant to be the etiquette guy. Don't have that middle one.
That's not the one I wanted you to try. She was just trying to upsell.
Right, okay. Are they better than Thornton's chocolates? What?
Just a little bit.
What's that about?
I want you to eat that. And tell me what you think.
Is this going to be better than a Kinder Bueno?
I would hope it is.
Because I bloody love a Kinder Bueno.
Okay. It's milk chocolate, for those of us that want to know. Is it all right?
It's lovely, right?
Don't say what you're going to say. Come on, don't embarrass yourself.
It's just like a chocolate from a milk tray.
It's not.
William, I'm telling you.
That is nothing like a milk tray.
You can get them in milk trays.
Do you know how much I spent on those? And you've just told me they're like a box of milk tray.
Yeah, how much you spent on them?
How much do you think a box?
20 quid. Are you joking? You spent more than 20 quid on that? Are you winding me? How much are them? Tell me you've not paid more than £35 for that.
So what are we talking about today?
Are you joking? Mate, are you serious? William...
But then nice. they are beautiful. And I'm not giving you all of them, and I'll use some of them. There are quite a lot in here, we should just point out.
How much have you paid for them?
£38.
Oh, my God. Mate, you could have just got some nice ones from Thornton's or Marx's. Marx's do nice chocolates, truffles.
Yeah, but they're not...
You've got some on your mouth there.
I haven't eaten any yet.
Oh, have you not? What have you
been? Something else. But they are beautiful chocolates.
I don't think I've ever spent £38 on a meal. Never mind. Oh, you waste your bloody money. You really, really do. And I'm telling Mikey when I see him. £38 on pigging chocolates. How the other half live is right here, right now, buying pigging chocolates for £38. So on today's Help I Sexted My Boss podcast, we are talking about gyms and gym etiquette. We're going to hear some of your questions in just a bit that you've sent to us. Remember, if you want our help with something, then you can tweet us at @sextedmyboss. You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sextedmyboss.com, or I mailed that. You can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letterhead of paper. The address is on the website, sextonmyboss.com. Have you ever fondled your muscles in a gym, William?
No. I don't sort of massage either my ego or my muscles or stare at myself in a mirror as I mince around the gym, as so many men seem to do, and women, actually, to be fair.
Do you mince around the gym?
No, I don't. I mince everywhere else, but I don't mince around the gym. But you see these people that spend more time staring in the mirror working out their eyes than they do working out the rest of them.
There's three types of annoying people that I can't stand at the gym. There's the moaner, who's like... You're like, come on, mate.
You should stop going with your mother.
And there's always one that line, I'm like, right, we get it, you're hard. There's the talker. What are you laughing at? No, I meant hard as in, oh, come off it. I meant hard as in, like,
tough.
Yes.
Butch.
Yes. Yes. Tough. There's always the talker, the person. I see this at my gym all the time. There's like a handful of people that don't actually do any working out. They just go around and speak to people and like high five everyone. Like, hiya, I don't know you. Go away. Hiya, you're all right. And then there's the know-it-all.
Oh, yeah. That comes. I was once in a gym and someone said, and well, they came up to me and said, could I spot them? And I said, there you are. That's not what they meant.
No, it isn't. Yeah. The know-it-all is like, oh, sorry, mate. You're not doing that right. If you just watch me, you just like bend your back a bit more. It's like, mate, you're 28 stone. I'm not going to follow advice off you. So they're the three type of people that annoy me in the gym. How often do you go to the gym, William Hansen?
I'll be honest, not often.
Do you not?
Maybe three or four times a month at best. Maybe once a week.
If I'm not working down in London, in that there London, I probably go about two or three times a week.
Do you? That's very good. Yeah. And are you more a weights guy or a cardio guy?
I do weights. I haven't done weights for a bit. I've been, because I've been working loads, but I do weights and I do classes. I do HIIT classes, high intensity training, which is, is like pretty intense.
When I first started really properly going to the gym, I was told about interval training.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Yeah, which I thought interval training was just how quickly can you get the ice cream and bring it back to your seat. That was interval training for me. But apparently it's a bit more complicated.
No,
than
you
that.
Do like, you've got to like, you get like,
standing
sharp
up.
Bursts and you stop, sharp bursts again, and star jumps, burpees. You can do it. Joe Wicks. He's into all his hit.
Was that sort of lippy personal trainer?
Oh, Joe Wicks is all right. He's a cheeky chappy. Everyone's mate, isn't he? All right. That bish bash bush, Dan. That is, that right there is leading 15.
Sorry, last week you accused me of having a very bad Cockney accent.
Yeah.
You have no grounds to...
Mate, my Cockney accent is packer. I want a bit Irish then, don't I? But yeah, they're the three types of people in the gym that I don't like. Well,
my favourite thing to do in the gym is a bit like a sit up.
Yeah,
it's called a sit down, and you just sit down.
Is your favourite machine in the gym the vending one? That was poor for me.
That was
actually
quite poor
for me. The other people that annoy me in the gym are when you're on a machine.
Yes.
Or you're doing weights, or you're doing reps. Someone comes over and goes, "Can I get in between your reps there?" It's like, no. Just let me do my three reps, my three sets, and then you can come in. That bugs me.
In busy periods, I mean, if you've done more than maybe, let's say, four sets. Is that the right term?
Yeah, four sets.
Then, you know, that's a bit much in a busy period.
Yes, it is.
No one should really be on a machine or a piece of equipment for longer than 10, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And people sweating's quite bad. I never take a sweat towel with me, though.
Well, I don't, but I will use the tissue provided.
Yeah.
Or sometimes some of the gyms I've gone to, they will have towels. Or my favourite, I'll tell you when I will absolutely go to the gym.
Okay.
And this is going to make me sound very man of the people. When I'm abroad in a 5-star hotel.
Right, you'll go to the gym.
Very luxury gyms. And everything's beautiful, and they have little fridges with cold, wet towels in that you can daub yourself.
Really?
And you're staring out to, I don't know, the Bay of Monaco. You know, that sort of thing. That's when I'll go to the gym.
Right, yeah. Did they give you your own towel?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they.
You have as many towels as you like.
How many? That's, yeah.
I will always go to a gym in a nice hotel. Or the pool.
Just to check it out.
Well, no, I'll go, as in work out. Work out what I'm going to have for dinner. Work out what I'm going to have for breakfast.
Shut up. What else don't you like about the gym? What annoys you about the gym?
Well, the fact you have to go. I mean, that's quite annoying.
Yeah, that is quite annoying, to be fair. When it's busy, it's quite annoying.
People that put the weights down very noisily.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, most gyms have a policy on earthquakes and most prefer not to have them.
Yes, that's true.
So I think if you're there and if you're making a silly noise, as you say, when you're picking up weights, it's probably too heavy for you. So why don't you try the Pilates?
What do you think about couples that go to the gym together? Because that's very in at the moment.
Oh, that doesn't work.
No?
No, I can speak from experience.
Oh, can you? Tell us more.
Just doesn't, you know, everyone, you know, Mikey takes things very seriously.
Mikey's well into the gym.
He is well into the gym. We are talking 4 or 5 times a week.
Yeah, he's like on protein. So if you don't know Mikey, he's a 50-year-old
He's not a 50-year-old.
He's a 50-year-old stead-head that's massive muscles. And no, he's not really.
No, he's very committed, and indeed should be. No, he's very committed to the gym.
Yeah.
And which is great. I wish I had his motivation. But when we have gone together, I don't take anything that seriously.
And he does.
So when I make jokes, I remember we were on an assisted pull-up machine where it's like weighted.
Yeah.
And you fly up, and the wall that the machine was up against was green. And every time I was sort of pulling myself up, and you almost sort of like fly up, I kept thinking of the end of Act One of Wicked, where Elphaba flies. And so I started singing, which she does at the end of Act One. And I started doing this where Mikey was doing it, and he really likes Wicked, and he got very cross.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
So we know that today's questions and dilemmas are all about working out at a gym, but that's all we know. We have no idea what problems of yours are coming next. This is our favourite part of the podcast. William Hansen, UK's leading etiquette expert. What is the first question, please, Cocker?
It's from Sam.
What?
This is from Sam.
Go on.
I went to Bikram Yoga for the first time recently.
Mm-hmm.
You're packed in very tightly, very hot, and unfortunately, very sweaty. Not sure if the sweat acted as an extra lubricant, but the man in front of me's balls slipped out of his shorts whilst he was doing the downwards dog in close proximity to me during the session. What's the best way to let him know he needs to get a tighter pair of boxers? Wow.
So,
and this is why I don't do gym classes.
Basically, if you're in a gym class and somebody's balls slip out the side of their shorts, what would you do?
Well, I'm going to throw this one to you first, okay. Rob, so I don't see why I need to be the Bulls correspondent.
Right. I would, first of all, do the whole point towards it. Going, your bollocks are popping out, mate. Just pop them back in. Go on.
But even if you didn't know him?
Yeah.
You can't. Do you not think he'd be embarrassed?
There's a man-to-man thing. You can't have some poor bloke walking around with his spuds hanging out his pants, can you?
True.
Can you? Right, that's how I'd do it. I'd do it like as if somebody's
So you'd be a bit more...
Subtle.
I would probably just ignore it, I'll be honest.
Would you?
From an etiquette point of view,
yeah.
If I didn't know him, I think he would be more embarrassed if I said something than if I didn't. I don't think it's my place to say anything.
What if it's every week? His balls are. Well, if it's every week, he's probably a perv, to be fair.
Then every week, you could always, you know, get in the row ahead of him.
I am actually becoming better than you at this. Why wouldn't you go to the manager and politely inform the manager or the person in the class?
Well, okay, you could do that. That is a good idea.
Yeah.
Or you just arrange for another time.
Just say, look, you know that bloke in front of me? Yeah.
He's indecently exposing himself.
Third week, his bollocks have been hanging out now. First week, I thought it was ironic. Second
ironic?
Week...
I don't know if there's anything ironic about that, darling.
Sorry, well, that's the wrong word, isn't it? Second week, I thought it was iconic.
And the third was ionic.
Third week, I just thought, I am not having that. So no. Third week, I just thought... Yeah, he's taking the mic now. So then you'd go up to the manager, wouldn't you?
There is always that. I mean, that is why, you know, gym staff are not just there to open the gates when you've forgotten your membership card or anything like that. They are there to deal with those sort of problems.
Yeah.
And they might have had training. So you never know. Maybe not to deal with that specific issue, but a similar issue.
Yeah. I've never done yoga before.
No.
No.
Have you not?
No, haven't.
Pilates?
No, what? Why am I thinking that's... I know it's not food. Oh, I'm thinking of chapatis. Next question. Next question. Don't even know. Just read the next question out. What are Pilates? It's like a bit like yoga, isn't it?
Similar.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know why I say it. I was like, yeah. I am really showing myself up today.
Okay, this is from Sophia.
Sophia.
I keep seeing all the fit ladies on Insta wearing caps in the gym, so I decided to give it a go. However, I ended up cutting off my peripheral view and I clobbered someone with a 10k dumbbell. What do you think makes the perfect gym outfit?
Great question.
What do you wear to the gym, Jordan?
Well, that is so weird because, like Sophia, I've started wearing a cap recently to the gym.
You're wearing a hat indoors?
Yeah.
Well, that's not good etiquette for a man.
Even in the gym?
Yes.
And it's a cap?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
it's a hat.
I'm not... Yeah, right, I'm wearing a cap.
Men don't wear hats indoors, full stop.
Is that your rule?
It's not my rule, it's the rule.
Okay, well, no. I have been wearing caps because loads of lads have been wearing caps recently. I thought, oh, I'm missing a trend here. And I have also jumped on the bandwagon with these, like...
I think it's a bit late to be trendy, Jordan.
I am trendy, I'm with it. These skinny, tapered-down trackies that everyone's wearing at the moment. Producer Ben's got them as well. So you're like... Yeah, they come. I've got two pairs of them. They come down to your ankle. They look pretty cool. So I have copied gym etiquette, and I'm currently.
I don't think it's gym etiquette. It's gym. I have fashion.
I have copied gym fashion by getting the cap and the skinny tapered trackies. Mm. What do you think is the correct?
Well,
thing
I just
to wear?
Wear. I wear something. I wear. I don't think I can say this. I wear Lululemon, which what? Is a fairly nice gym wear brand.
What the bloody hell is Lululemon?
You'll probably think it's a type of cake.
For some reason, I'm thinking it's like Pineapple Dance Studios type wear.
Yeah, not far off.
What's
no,
it called?
They do a range of things. They probably do those skinny, tapered things that you and Ben really want.
Right.
But for me, they just do a classic, like, sort of sports T-shirt.
Yeah.
Made from a man-made fibre.
Oh. What's a man-made fibre?
Well, not cotton, silk, linen...
It's man-made.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And that's my policy. I don't normally will wear man-made fibre in the gym.
Does it matter what you wear at the gym, to be
yes,
honest?
Yes, I think you've
Does
got...
Does it?
And some people I know wear the same gym kit the next time they go to the gym without washing it in between.
I have done that before.
Oh, dear.
If I've not had a particularly hard workout, I'll wear the same top. I'll have a quick sniff of it and be like, put some deodorant. I have done
Another
that
wet
before.
Wipe wash.
Another wet wipe wash. I have done that before. Definitely.
That's, to use the vernacular, skanky.
Wow, I never thought you'd say that. I think you can wear what you want at the gym as long as you're comfortable. Like, I've gone to the gym in all sorts. I've gone to the gym in a pyjama top before now.
You disgust me.
I really have. There's nothing wrong with that. As long as there you're is. Comfortable. And you, as long as you
so
don't smell.
What you've worn in bed?
Yeah, like, yeah. Well, a pyjama, yeah, like just a pyjama top because all my gym tops haven't been washed because my mum won't wash them because I'm pathetic and my mum still does me washing.
Yeah, well, that's another issue.
Next question.
Oh, I don't like gym etiquette. The first word is nipples.
Ooh.
This is from Ed. Nipples I can deal with. Bums at a push. It's when you start seeing the asparagus and two tomatoes flopping about that I start having a problem. Oh, I see what he means. How naked is too naked for the changing room?
I knew this was going to come up. Oh, so many people have experienced this.
I think it's a bit off-putting, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I will never, unless the changing room is deserted.
Yeah.
Change, you know.
Would you not?
Al fresco.
See, I'll quickly get out of the shower, I'll dry myself, and then I'll whip the towel off, put
my boxes
on.
Do you shower at the gym?
Yeah. Yeah.
You see, confession, I don't, but I always go straight home and I walk. So I'm not getting on public transport, I'm not getting in a car, I will walk. It's less than 3 minutes where I live now.
Yeah,
and
no.
And then I shower at home before I do anything else.
Why is that?
Because I don't like using public showers.
Is that why it is? Right. Because there's some people at the gym I've noticed, and I'm cool with this if you want to do this, they kind of like have the towel on and then they kind of like smoothie and put the boxes on the towel. I'm like,
yeah, well, I think I did that in my more self-conscious phase as a teenager.
You did that in boarding school. But
no, didn't.
You definitely did. But there's people, right, and we all know this, who literally get out the shower.
Oh, and they walk around.
Flopping about. There was a lad just before Christmas, right, and we've got these air dryers on like a bench, and he's got his leg cocked up on bench, right? Oh. And he's drying his pubes with air dryer.
The hair dryers are for the hair on your head.
Honestly.
I mean, it's as straightforward as that.
I was like, mate, what are you doing? And do you think it's okay to go in the sauna naked?
No.
Is it okay to go in the sauna naked with a towel wrapped around you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. But there was a guy who got
with,
in...
With your legs, you know...
Closed.
Together.
Yeah, like a lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, no, not like
the,
a lady.
Do the Pippa Middleton.
You don't need to do the Duchess slant,
the
no.
The Duchess slant in the...
But... You just need to have your knees... Imagine a tennis ball's width in between your knees.
Right, OK.
Tennis ball.
OK, I'll remember that for next time. Yeah, being... I don't know what you mean by a tennis ball. Oh, I'm with you, right,
so
yeah.
You imagine you've got a tennis ball between your knees.
Oh, is that what you do?
Yeah.
Right, oh, OK. Right, I'm with you now. But is it OK to walk around naked?
No.
No?
No.
It definitely is. Why do people do this? Is it like a macho... I know you're not a body language expert, but it's like a macho
thing.
Well,
thank you very much. I do talk about body language as part of my wide range of courses that are available for very reasonable prices for group or private coaching.
But is it like a, hey up, lads, here we go?
Oh, I think it is. It's a look at me. And normally it's nothing really to write home about.
Yeah, it's usually as well, like, sometimes it's like old men. I think you get to an age, you know, like where you
probably get to the age, it's a bit like sort of our grandparents saying things that are a bit more direct than we would perhaps say, where you just don't care.
You get to an age where you're like, you're not bothered anymore.
Do you think women have this problem?
Definitely, yeah. I don't think it's just a man thing. Yeah, I think women have this problem. No, some people are comfortable walking around naked.
I'm willing to bet, and women, please do write in if you, you know, want to tell us. I think they have the problem, but not to the same extent that we men have it.
Okay.
I think you'll get the odd woman,
yeah,
the very odd woman, walking around naked. But I think more women are probably attuned to the fact that it's, in this country, a bit weird.
In conclusion, it's not proper etiquette to walk around the changing rooms naked.
No, put it away. Because also it could, you know, a gym, although most people that go to gyms are adults,
yeah,
it could be a changing room where attached to a pool.
Mm-hmm.
There could be a family there, and I just don't think it's appropriate.
I have loads of mates that play football and rugby, and they actually love, after the match, going in the changing room, just like all dancing with the willies out and stuff. I hate that word, willies, don't know why I said that. And I've seen so many videos on Snapchat of like, way, we've won, way, and then they're like sword fight and stuff. Don't do it. It makes other people uncomfortable.
It does. And good manners are about other people.
Yes. Yes.
Right, this one is from Ben. Ooh.
Is this our Ben?
Is it our Ben?
Producer Ben.
I'm fat as fuck. No, it's not.
Hi, William and Jordan. I have a really tiny penis. So how would you recommend...
Sorry. I've just torn the question. Right, I'll try again. This is from Ben. Not our producer Ben.
Is it that?
I'm fat as fuck. I hate the gym. I'm quoting, swearing is all right in context. I can imagine a lot of other people hate the gym too, but everyone still aspires to go to them. Are gyms fundamentally a bad place? Would the noble men and women of years past bother with a gym? No. Should I bother with a gym? I hope you say no. Well, that's interesting.
Well, that is interesting. It's very in at the moment.
It is very in at the moment.
To be a gym. Like, people our age in the 20s are so fit these days.
Yep.
And it, yeah.
I think, you know, he's said in his first word was he has a bit of a weight issue.
Yeah.
So he might want to go to a gym initially to kickstart his diet. If, yeah. Unless he's happy with his weight, and then if he wants to be a bit larger, fine. His call.
Ben, if you're a bit of a big chap, look at me saying chap. You are rubbing off on me, you really are.
What's wrong with chap?
I'd never say chap if you're a big lad or a big bloke. If you're a big chap or a chap who's on the larger side, I would say go to the gym. Go and have a go, because it'll be daunting at first, but it's not as bad as what you think. And after a couple of times, you might enjoy it. And there is nothing better than having a good workout. You do feel a lot better for it.
You do. The endorphins that get released.
Ben, this week's podcast is for you, because basically you want to know what gyms are like. So just make sure you wipe up your sweat after yourself.
Yeah.
Do you want me to read you the I've got the etiquette rules for my gym here.
Does your gym call it an etiquette guide?
It says gym etiquette there. This is a sign. I took a picture, okay? It says, please be kind. Think of others in the gym. Put equipment away when you've finished with it so someone else can use it. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yep.
Please be clean. We ask you wear clean, tidy, non-offensive gym kit and that you smell fresh. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, you see. So, Jordan, you'll need to pay attention.
Please be in control. No one likes people that drop weights on the floor. It's much safer and quieter when you place your weights down in a controlled manner.
Good. You see, I said that.
It's like you've wrote this. Be punctual. We all value our time. So if you're doing a class or a personal training session, please be on time. Please be respectful. Clean the equipment. It is worth bringing a sweat towel if you plan on working hard. No one wants to sit on a sweaty machine.
No.
Personal belongings. Lockers are provided for you. Yeah. We want to help. If you don't know where things are or how to use equipment, we want to help. Please come and see members of the JD Gym staff.
Well, that's good. I think that's very encouraging, the fact they have something called gym etiquette.
They've probably gone to a proper and better etiquette expert who's helped them write them rules, which is probably why they're good, to be fair. Yeah, how many etiquette experts are there in the UK?
Too many.
Is there actually more than one?
Yes. It isn't. It really genuinely is not just me.
Is there quite a few?
And there are some ones that I get on incredibly well with, and I think they're marvellous people.
Yeah.
And then there are others.
That you don't like. I said to a mate, about your podcast, he was like, oh, I've seen him on Loose Women.
Oh.
Yeah. How was Loose Women?
The TV programme. They're all lovely. Janet Street Porter was marvellous. And their Christmas decorations were as common as hell, and I told them. But other than that, it was fine.
Did they enjoy you being on Loose Women?
Oh, I think. Well, they haven't invited me back, but they did talk about the next time.
Right, okay. To summarise gym etiquette, then, what are we
consider
saying?
Consider other people. Yep. Clean up after yourself. Wipe down the machinery.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's key. Have a squirt and a wipe when you're finished.
I beg your pardon?
A squirt and a wipe of the sort of sterilisation spray.
Yeah. And don't walk around the changing rooms naked. Like, it's all right to have a quick, but don't, like, get naked for ages. It makes other people uncomfortable, doesn't
it? If you
it?
Want to do that, do it at specialist beaches or when you go home with the curtains drawn.
Is that the end of the gym etiquette podcast?
Yes, I think we've finished. Our workout of manners is finished.
I feel like we've missed something out about the gym and I can't put my finger on it.
And I've enjoyed the chocolates. I like the fact that, coincidentally, I brought in chocolates when we were talking about the gym.
I enjoyed the chocolates. And I did think they were nice. I just don't think it's worth paying £38 for a box of
chocolates. Well, it was something like that. It may have been 36.
Oh, my God. I mean, come on.
But they are artisan.
Mate, your chocolates are worth more than my trainers. Seriously.
No, you're actually...
I've got Chelsea boots on. They are worse than
them. Well done for knowing what they're called.
Oh, come off it. I know what Chelsea boots are. They were £29 each sale in Debenhams. So your chocolates are worth more than my Chelsea boots. Don't forget, if you want our help with something, then you can tweet us at SextedMyBoss. You can email help@SextedMyBoss.com or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letterheaded paper. The address is on the website, sextonmyboss.com. And if you've got any questions, it can be on anything. We just get in touch.
Yes, I think you know by now, we will literally talk about anything.
We would literally talk about anything.
We are not fussy.
We are not fussy at all. And if you like Help I Sexted My Boss, tell your friends and give us a rating. That's important, isn't it?
Yeah.
And William has promised to streak across Buckingham Palace every time we get a 5-star rating.
No, I'm not doing that.
You have got a lot of streaking in London to do, my pal.
I'm not doing that.
Because we are. It's here in writing and we've said it loads on the episodes now.
Well, so, you're the one that's going to be hauled up. I haven't said anything.
For every 5-star rating, William is going to streak.
No. And we've already had some 5-star ratings.
He is going to streak. Oh, no, we can't really say you're going to streak because we've just been talking about people being naked, haven't we? And how uncomfortable it makes. Yeah, but it's all right at Buckingham Palace, isn't it?
If it's not appropriate in the gym, Jordan, it's not going to be appropriate in the Royal Palace.
Just give us a 5-star rating if you want to see William's penis.
Next time on Help, I Sexted My Boss.
Just leave your message after the tone.
Jordan, it's William. Drop everything. We've had questions sent in from guests going to the royal wedding that need our urgent attention. Well, my attention, really. How about you come to my house and we'll give these guests the help they need? See you next Tuesday.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.